Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
Bring it.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting bombs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. Having defended that title now for better than 27 years, and today I do not disappoint. First up, on today's first hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the Cable Radio Network, the American Forces Network, and live worldwide on the Internet, I'll bring you the Easton Assassin. That's right. Larry Holmes will be in the house here. We'll talk about the Klitschko's with Larry Holmes. We'll also bring in Chad Dawson, the reigning light heavyweight champion of the world. Of course, Bad Chad taking on Bernard Hopkins in a rematch. Of course, their first fight was a bit controversial. The ending, so they will fight again. Thus, we will bring in Chad Dawson at 35 minutes past the hour. We'll talk MMA and boxing in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget, we're here for 2 hours today, 11 a.m. Pacific time to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And then tomorrow, we go live at 11 a.m. with a special Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a special edition at 11 a.m. tomorrow, Pacific time, right here on many of these same stations and networks. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Let me tell you, UFC 144, Saturday night, it's going to rock, folks. No question about that. Frankie Edgar and Ben Hernandez in the main event. Then you got Marcos Medina on HBO. We got all kinds of fights to talk about. This is a fight weekend, no doubt about it. Boxing and MMA, and we'll cover it all in the next 2 hours. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Taking us to the break, the soulful sounds of East Bay Soul and Mr. Greg Adams.
Nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls.
You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
Before we get back to any more of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, don't forget the website, 24/7 on the web, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
What do we want?
Weekends!
When do we want them?
Now!
How do we want them?
With 20% off!
Where do we want it?
At Ace!
Let's go!
Come into Ace this Saturday and get 20% off almost anything that fits into an Ace bag. So stop by, fill your bag, and get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Discount is off regular priced in-stock merchandise that fits inside one bag. Good at participating stores February 25th only. One bag and offer per customer. Other conditions apply. See store for details.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
Before Allegra, Buddy wanted to walk around the whole park, but my allergies stopped me halfway through. After Allegra, I can go the distance.
For a medicine that works like nothing else, there's only one Allegra. It's the only allergy medicine that's both fast and non-drowsy. It has the power to relieve your toughest symptoms for 24 hours. In fact, it starts working in just 1 hour.
Now my sneezing, runny nose, and itchy, watery eyes don't stand in the way of walks. After Allegra, I have it all. Right, Buddy?
Applies to first dose only among OTC brand and antihistamines. Use as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the line from his lair in Easton, Pennsylvania, is the former undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. I'm talking about the great Larry Holmes. And Larry, how goes it this morning, sir?
Hey, man, you know what? It goes real good. But, man, no, I'm going to tell you what. I was watching the show yesterday in Las Vegas, and they were talking about the greatest fighters of all time, and you was not on the panel.
Oh,
they
wow.
had baseball players, they had basketball players, and they had this one running back, all four guys on the stage. And they were talking about the greatest fighter of all time. And every time they went to a commercial, they mentioned, this is the ring that Larry Holmes fought Muhammad Ali in. That was it.
They had
four guys up there, and neither one of them guys, I mean, you know, hey, no boxing. I don't know baseball, I don't know basketball. But I know boxing, and those guys didn't know boxing. And it was a shame, man. And I was saying, why aren't you there? You're right there in California, and you should be on there asking the question.
But Larry, you know I'm anti-establishment, and I've rocked Bob Arum's. I'm the only writer that's ever taken Bob Arum to court and beat him for money. You hear what I'm saying? They don't want me doing. They don't want me doing that. You know that. I'm anti-establishment.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yep, you're right.
So you feeling pretty good these days or what? You called me an old man earlier, man. I don't know about that.
Well, you know, you're living and I'm living and I'm old and you old. And when your hair starts to turn gray, you just for men.
that's only my secret for me and my barber. I ain't letting that one loose. Anyway, Larry, listen, I've been getting a lot of heat lately because I criticized the Klitschko's. Vladimir and Vitaly, and my feeling is if they weren't 6'7", that they wouldn't be about anything. In other words, what I'm trying to say is if they were 6'1" fighters or 6-foot fighters, they would be marginal B-plus, maybe B fighters. What do you think? Am I slamming them too hard there?
No, you ain't on target because what have they done? What are they doing? Those are the questions. What have they done? Who they beat? And what are they doing? I mean, you know, these guys is idle. You know, every time when I was champion, I was trying to fight every 3 to 4 months. And I kept my name out there. That's why people started recognizing me for who I was. Just because you're big and people would mistake those guys for basketball players.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, they got to do something if they're going to do it and prove something if they're going to do it.
But
they haven't done nothing.
Larry, if I was 6'7", and I'm not boasting or bragging, when you're telling the truth, it's neither, okay? But if I was 6'7", 250 pounds, I'd be destroying guys. You hear what I'm saying?
Tearing them up.
I'd be tearing them up, man. I would fight 2-3 guys in a night or so. I mean, I'd do something crazy. I mean, if you had that kind of height and reach advantage, I would be a monster.
Nobody would ever hit you. You're too big. You're too tall. And most fighters are 6'3", and maybe 6'3½, maybe. But you're the Holyfield fought at 6'2".
Yeah.
You know, I was 6'3". Ali's 6'3". And, you know, and we beat up guys with 5'11s and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And these guys are 7 feet tall damn near, and they're not doing anything.
Well, you know, it's funny is that I wrote this week that the key to the Klitschko popularity was white supremacy. In other words, the fact that that black men have been beaten up on white, and black men and people of color have been beaten up on white men for the better part of a half a century now. And I think that that the white folks, and I know they're going to get alienated out there from me saying this, but they got a little upset about that. And now, you know, these guys come along, and these guys are not really fighters. They're sort of like fencers with boxing gloves on because, you know, they're both scared to get hit. They're both running away from people. They're both using that height and reach advantage. And Emmanuel Stewart taught them both how to fight like sissies. But he taught them to fight like sissies because they don't take a punch well, especially Vladimir. And so I can understand that. But I took a lot of heat this week because I said that that their popularity was key to white supremacy and the fact that they can only draw in Germany. They don't draw well, and they don't even draw well in their native Russia. But in the United States, they couldn't sell 5,000 tickets. And what I wanted to ask you, though, is what happened to the black American heavyweight?
Well, you know, that's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. You know, these guys are not dedicating it anymore. They're not out doing trying to be champion anymore. They're just letting anybody just come in and take over. And if these guys want to say they want to be Hall of Fame, it's okay. You know, that at least they fought fighters. Stallone, he's in the Hall of Fame. He ain't never fought nobody. So if these guys want to be Hall of Fame, so what, you know?
Okay.
And that's what really makes boxing look bad. These guys are not really fighters.
Okay. Now, when you brought up Stallone, I'm glad you brought him up. Of course, Sylvester Stallone, the horror star of the Rocky movies, they put him in the International Boxing Hall of Fame last year. I didn't think that was cool. I guess you didn't think it was cool either, huh?
No, I didn't think it was cool. I mean, you know, I don't think he belonged there, you know. But, you know, that's what they want. So they get it. You know, hey, listen, I'm a guy that I'm going to stand back and look and say what I feel that is right and what, you know. You know, you and I are like damn near, you know, because you say it like you feel it, and I do the same thing. People don't like it, you know, because you're telling the truth. Like the Klitschko brother, like Fly, he's okay with me, but, you know, he ain't never fought nobody, you know. They need to put a guy like Jerry Cooney in the Hall of Fame. If they're going to do that, they need to do that because Jerry could fight and beat everybody, and he fought everybody.
Yeah.
He fought me, fought George Foreman, and he was knocking everybody out. So he had a little rough, but he belongs in the Hall of Fame. But Jerry Cooney was fighting now, he'd be champion.
Jerry Cooney, he had a hell of a left hook, huh?
That's my Jerry hit you hard with that darn left hook, man.
You know,
and he was a legitimate fighter, not like these guys over there. These guys are not legitimate. They're just pretenders, you know?
Well, you know, as I said, drawn a lot. Man, you would not believe the heat that I drew this week. I mean, I had people calling me the N-word and calling me a spick and calling me a racist, this and that, and they went on and on and on and on. And all I did was point out the fact that these guys aren't popular in anywhere but Germany. And Germany has a history of being involved in white supremacy and things like that, and it goes back 60 years. And I said, is it a coincidence they could fill an arena in Germany with 60,000 people, but in their native Ukraine? Or in the United States, they can't draw people. I mean, what's the tie-in there? The only tie-in I can see is the fact that their skin pigment is white.
Hey, man, you know, that's what I've been saying, and I'll continue to say it, and you can say it, too. Because you know, hey, listen, you're not a fool. You know, you've been around boxing, you know, and you know what's going on.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Larry, don't worry about it. Larry Holmes is our guest, folks. Of course, the Eastern Assassin. the former undisputed heavyweight champion of the world, took the title away from Ken Norton in a monumental, a memorable Hall of Fame type of fight, a 15-round decision, of course. Larry, when you won that fight, that first title fight against Norton that night, was there an incredible amount of pressure on your shoulders?
There was a lot of pressure, you know, because a lot of people didn't think I could do it and wouldn't do it. And, you know, I was just, you know, as they said, I was just a copy of Muhammad Ali. I was not going to do anything. And, you know, I had to work extra hard to do what I did. You know, I proved them. And that's what I worked for, to prove these people wrong. And the more they say about me that's negative, the harder I work to prove them wrong.
Larry Holmes is the Eastern Assassin, of course. I've said that he's owned half of Eastern Pennsylvania. Have you bought up the other half yet?
Hey, the economy's so bad, I'm starting to sell some so I can get some cash in my pocket. And, you know, it's kind of rough out here. I like everywhere else, you know. But I just don't understand the politics about all this money stuff. They keep raising prices, but nobody got jobs. And I don't understand it. And that's really what's killing the economy.
You got a good point there. Me and Larry Holmes talking economics here, folks. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and of course, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network live worldwide on Channel 2, and of course, the Internet. You can check that out at ringtalk.com. This is your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Ring Talk Live worldwide, the longest running fight show in history, 27 plus years.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. Yeah, we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade: precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Boxing is an unnatural act, because everything in it is backwards. You want to move to the left, You don't step left. You push on the right toe. To move right, you use your left toe. Instead of running from the pain, like a sane person would do, you step into it.
We're back with the Eastern Assassin, folks. Larry Holmes, of course, he is the man as far as heavyweights are concerned, and I rate Larry in the top five, if not even closer to the top one, when it comes to heavyweight champions. When I think about his jab, when I think about his accomplishments, the fact that he was able to get off the deck when he was hurt and continue to fight on and won, and of course the controversial loss to Michael Spinks, and then him mouthing off, you Larry mouthing off about Rocky Marciano afterwards, I think that brought you a lot of negative publicity. But again, Larry, you were telling the truth. I didn't think Marciano could carry your jockstrap.
I don't want to say that again, you know, because it caused me a lot of problems. A lot of people did not like me for what I said. And, you know, I didn't mean in any slang or put down anyone. I'm just saying, you know, how we do it as athletes. If it ain't a football, it's a basketball or a boxing glove, I happen to take my job. Well, you know what I mean?
I know.
And, you know, that's kind of like cheating, but I didn't put it said demeaning him. I just said, hey, listen, I'm one of the greatest of all time. And I didn't say the greatest, but one of the greatest, if you push me hard enough, I'm going to say the greatest. But, you know, I'm modest like that because, you know, you had to go look. One of the things, like I said about Ali yesterday, these guys kept saying he's the greatest. And, you know, and he's not, and he wasn't. He might have been one of the best talkers that we had out there at that time, but he wasn't the greatest fighter that we had out there. Okay. He made himself the greatest. So, you know, I always give, you know, just always let people have what they want. You know, I don't really care about that. I don't get into it.
Okay. Got an email here about you jumping over a car going after Trevor Burbick, the late Trevor Burbick. Of course, the guy was killed in his front yard, I think, by a relative over there in Jamaica. But, Larry, didn't he say something nasty about your wife? Is that why you jumped over the hood of that car?
Oh, yeah, not only that. You know, he was telling my wife some things that he thought I was doing, whatever. And, you know, and my kids were there and all that, and they was crying. And I lost it, so... I wanted to get him. So, you know, what happened to Trevor Burbick now, you know, it's probably a blessing because it saved a lot of people a lot of trouble.
He was crazy. He was legitimately crazy, wasn't he?
He was gone, man. He didn't have a full deck.
But, yeah, we're talking about Trevor Burbick, folks, who Mike Tyson, of course, beat for the WBC heavyweight title back in November 22nd, 1986. Now, Larry... When you rate Mike Tyson, I was looking the other day, and somebody rated Mike Tyson as low as 20th as far as all-time heavyweights are concerned. Where do you think he ranks? Does he rank in the top 10?
No, I don't think so, because one of the things Mike had a problem with is height. You know, I mean, these guys are too big, and especially now, you know, these guys are real big guys. So I wouldn't rate Mike Tyson, you know. I rate him in the top 20. I would rate him in the top 20, but I don't think I would give him too much more than that. But personality-wise, you know, people rate him on that and everything else because they don't like things he does or say.
Okay.
And it's crazy, you know.
Here's a question for you. I know you no longer have any business ties with him. Was Don King good for boxing or not?
Yeah, Don King was good for boxing. Don was real good for boxing. Because he brought the money. He brought the money. He gave these guys opportunities, and he brought the money. So that's what it's all about. He made everybody fight over, you know, bidding on fighters. Because without Don King, the people, like if it was just Bob Arum, he had the whole game. You know, he would have had the whole game.
Well, Bob Arum's got the whole game almost right now because Oscar De La Hoya came out yesterday and said that there's no way he can make a Manny Pacquiao Floyd Mayweather fight because Bob Arum is the blocking. He's the impediment there. He don't want to let it happen. Is that because that Floyd Mayweather would embarrass Manny Pacquiao? Is that why Bob doesn't want the fight?
I don't know if Floyd Mayweather would embarrass him or not, because I tell you what, I'll bet Pacquiao. Because he's a unique kind of a fighter, and he can switch up and do it all, you know. So I wouldn't say that.
All right, well, we can agree to disagree on that one, because I think that betting on Floyd Mayweather over Manny Pacquiao would be like robbing a Filipino bank.
So Well, I tell you what, you know, the reason why I'm saying that about Floyd Mayweather, maybe because I don't really have a lot of good things for him, because I seen the way he acted or whatever. Maybe that's one of the reasons why I got a little bad taste in my mouth about him. But, you know, you can't take nothing away from him. He can fight. He's very smart. He's quick. And he seems to me to be able to take a punch. So with all of those things said, I think it'd be hard for Pacquiao to beat him. But my fingers will be crossed that he did get beat.
Okay. We're talking with Larry Holmes, folks, the Eastern Assassin. Of course, he former undisputed world heavyweight champion residing in Easton, Pennsylvania. Larry, you never left Easton. A lot of guys get rich and leave town. How come you stayed?
Well, you know, I stay here because it's small, quiet, and I know pretty much everybody. And, you know, it's quiet. If you got a family you want to be around, you know, if you want to start a little business, you can have a little business. And, you know, just take life easy. It ain't like, you know, in California or Los Angeles or Las Vegas or New York or places like that. It gets really laid back, you know. If you want to be laid back, you come down here.
Okay. I was looking down. Did you happen to see that Vitaly Klitschko de Sarah Chisora fight last week?
No, I missed that one.
You didn't miss much there, but there was more going on after the fight with brawls and beer bottles and all kinds of stuff going on as far as post-fight press conference fights and all this. So the real action took place after the fight. But, you know, I saw the older Klitschko now is 40 years old. The younger one with the glass jaw is 35. And people who keep saying that they're going to end up in the Hall of Fame and this and that. But as I said, Larry, had they fought in your day, had they fought in the days of Ernie Shavers and people like that, they'd be toast.
Well, you said it. You know what? I've been saying it for a long time, and you said it again. And that's what people are going to really find out, that these guys will get there, and they got a lot of work they got to do yet.
Well, I don't think they're going to do any more work, Larry. And they're not looking to improve or please any fans because, you know, I mean, they could listen, anything they do, they could juggle balls in the ring. They could become jugglers in Germany, and they would sell 60,000 seats. So people over there, they don't know boxing. The last, you know, the last real boxing star they had in Germany, besides Sven Aki, was Max Schmeling, and that goes back 70 years. So I guess they're hurting for boxing and boxers in general over there, so they adopted these two Russians. But the bottom line is, you know, the Klitschkos are what they are, and the heavyweight division is what it is. And I would happen to think right now that the heavyweight division is probably at an all-time low. What do you think of that?
100% right. You're 100% right.
Okay.
All-time low.
Okay. Boxing here in the United States isn't what it used to be. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that there's no gyms in the ghetto anymore. Because when I grew up, I went down to Newman's Gym, which was in the Tenderloin, and I went out to Hunter's Point, which was in the Black District of San Francisco, and that's where I got my sparring, and that's where Eddie Majan taught me how to fight. And you know, I mean, that's where I learned my skills. That's where I honed my skills, in the hood, fighting against rough, tough guys. But now there's no longer any athletic programs that are paying for boxing. Therefore, nobody's learning the craft. Plus, there's nobody there to teach them. And I think boxing is dying. Do you think it's dying with the MMA coming on and everything like that?
Well, yeah. You know, I think boxing got to push its way back, you know, because there's like you said, the MMA, a lot of people watch them, and those guys don't get paid a whole lot of money. So you can put more fights on, you know, and television is picking them up and not paying them a lot of money. So people would rather buy cheap seats and then expensive seats to see a better fight, probably.
Yeah. We're talking with the Eastern Assassins, our guest Larry Holmes. How's your son? I remember one time he was asked what it was like to watch his father fight, and he was only about 11, 12 years old, and he said, quote, "It's very stressful." How's he doing?
You know, the same thing now that he's growing up. It's very stressful to watch him, you know, look for jobs and trying to find one, what he wants, and can't get one. So, but, you know, he's okay. You know, he's okay.
You know? You still got those little dogs or what?
I still got them, man. They're my bodyguards.
Like you need a bodyguard in Eastern Pennsylvania.
Well, yeah, you know how it is. I got two dogs that they weigh about 10 pounds apiece, and they're great.
Great to talk with the great Larry Holmes, of course, the Eastern Assassin, the former undisputed world heavyweight champion. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, of course. Live worldwide on the Internet, you can check out the URL at ringtalk.com. And in case you don't know, we air every Saturday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You can catch them on iTunes, of course, as I said, the website, ringtalk.com. But the bottom line is, folks, this is your inside look into the world of boxing, and MMA has been for 27-plus years. And like Larry Holmes said, I must be getting old, because me and him are still alive and feel pretty good about that. But he's got a I guess he's got a point there. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming up, the world light heavyweight champion himself, Mr. Bad Chad Dawson, right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Want to say hello to my troops out there on the American Forces Network. This is the Cable Radio Network, the American Forces Network, the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, of course, live worldwide on the fabulous Internet. This is Ring Talk.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Before I get back to kicking A, don't forget the website, folks, 24/7 on the web at ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Little Tower of Power bringing us back from the break there. That was the interview I did on FNN television. It was televised worldwide with George Foreman, of course. It got more play. The post-fight interview got more play than I think anything I've done on TV. It was shown like in 100 countries, 100 different times. But that was amazing that George put up such a stink about it. But George is a good salesman. You know, he's got those grills going, right? I mean, took a piece of metal and an electric cord and turned it into like $145 million. So he's not as dumb as he looks, like Ali used to say. Well, folks, my next guest, I am honored to have him in the house. He is 30-1 with 17 KOs. He is a current light heavyweight champion of the world. And they call him Bad Chad. I'm going to call him Mr. Dawson. How are you this morning, Mr. Dawson?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on your show.
My pleasure, man. How's life treating you? How's your lovely wife?
Oh, she's doing great. You know, the kids are good. Everybody's doing good.
All right. So, Bernard Hopkins, you know, I mean, the guy's older than, I mean, I don't even want, he's old. He's almost older than dirt. I mean, why is he, he's still boxing. He pulls off these controversial fights where he ends up getting hit or laid down or injured and this and that. And he hasn't done it once, but he's done it two or three different times. And he did it to you the last time. Now, do you think he was faking?
In my opinion, yes. I think he was faking.
Okay.
What I tell everybody else is I've been in the ring with several different fighters, so I know the difference between a fighter who doesn't really want to be in the ring. You can see it in his eyes. And that night, I saw it in his whole posture, the way he looked, the way he just carried himself into the ring. He just didn't have it in him, and I saw that. I noticed that. That's the first thing I noticed when I got into the ring.
All right. So when you guys hook up for this rematch, are you done October 20th? Are you going to be taking it straight to him? I mean, is there going to be no holding back this time? What's going on? Is good. Well, the game plan
being, I just want Mr. Hopkins to fight. I just want him to fight. I want him to come and be the champion that he is, the legend that he is, and defend his titles.
Well,
I don't want any more nonsense. I don't want any low blows. I don't no dirty punches. Anything. I just want to fight.
But, you know, but that's his M.O. now at 46 or 47 years. I mean, he's 46 years old, Chad. I mean, really, what do you want him to do against a bad young brother? I mean, seriously, if you were like an old dude ready for the wheelchair and you were fighting some dude that was in his prime and you had to, like, roll in the wheelchair to get up to the ring, wouldn't you take the easiest way out?
Hey, if he wants to be the world champion, he wants to still stick around in the sport where there's a bunch of young guys coming up. If he still wants to be amongst these young guys, I mean, it's him. You know, I wouldn't choose to do it, but it's the sport. It's a blood sport, so we go out for blood. And, you know, he's the champion, and I want what he has. I want to be the champion. So I got to do what I got to do to feed my family. So that's what it is.
Okay, you talk about him in being wanting to be a fighter, this and that. Don't you realize at this point in time, and for a long, long time, it's been about nothing but money with Bernard Hopkins? I'll tell you what happened.
Yeah.
One time I took Bernard to dinner. We went to dinner at the Riviera Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. He was going to fight, I can't remember his name right now, but he was going to fight the next night. He had just weighed in, and we're kicking back. So we had dinner in the buffet, which was cheap. We had these buffet tickets, so we didn't have to pay for dinner, okay? So we had dinner at the buffet, and then it came time to leave, and he wouldn't leave a tip for the waitress. So I had to reach in my pocket and pull out $5 or $10 and, you know, leave it for the waitress, because there was like four or five of us at the table. And she was bringing us drinks and sodas and cranberry juice and things like that. But he was so cheap. The man was making like a few a few hundred thousand dollars the very next night. He would not leave a tip. That man, I have never met a cheaper man in my entire life. Honest to God, man.
I've heard stories, but I mean, as some of the stories I've heard, I thought they were just joking. But I mean, I heard some stories that and I couldn't believe it. Like, he's made so much money, but I mean, it's not my place. They talk about his money, how much money he's made, but you know, I would have thought he's made enough money to be able to throw a couple of dollars away. But I have heard stories about how cheap he is, but that's not the point right now. But I mean, I just want to fight. I want a fair fight on the 28th. I want a fair fight.
Okay, do you think he'll give you a fair fight, or do you think he's going to pull some more of that B-hop BS?
I don't know, because it's hard to tell, because In the press conference, you know, he didn't want to do the stare down. He didn't talk. So I'm having like mixed feelings. I don't know if he's playing mind games or if he's really gonna come to fight. Because it really doesn't matter if he's playing mind games or not. Because regardless, if he comes to fight, I mean, he knows what's gonna happen to him, and I know what's gonna happen to him. He's gonna get his butt whooped.
You know, his legacy as a middleweight wasn't bad, okay, but he really isn't a light heavyweight per se. And, you know, I've always got the impression that he's taken a few little bit more than vitamins to look that rock solid at the age of 46 or 47. Do you feel me, what I'm trying to say there?
Yeah, I understand what you're trying to say. And that's came up several times over the last few weeks. So that's definitely been on my mind. But you know what? It comes a point where you're too old even for the drugs, for the enhancement drugs. So I'm not really worried about that either. So
we're talking with a bad.
Was,
go on.
I mean, if he was using it, enhancement drugs. I mean, it didn't do any difference in the last fight because even the time that we locked up. I mean, I didn't feel any power. I mean, in his punches, I didn't feel anything. So, I mean, I think he's just too old for anything, even for the drugs.
Okay. We're talking with the bad Chad Dawson, folks. He's world light heavyweight champion, 30-1, 17 KOs. Of course, he is the current WBC title holder. That's WBC, right?
No, he's not the WBC title holder. Remember, the commission gave him the title back.
Oh, they gave him the title
WBC.
Back.
And the WBC, awarded him titles back, and the commission called the fight a no contest.
Okay. So, and you feel he was faking. A lot of people think he was faking. You know, I mean, Bernard Hopkins, I think if you can give him any awards of late, maybe you should give him an Emmy for doing the best fake job on TV.
Yeah, that's the same thing I've been saying, man. He's an actor, man. I mean, I don't know what script he was reading from that night, but it was a hell of a script.
Okay.
But, I mean, I just never seen anything like that. When he hit the canvas, I just knew that I knew he was going to fake it and he was going to try to get out of the fight.
Okay. Well, you know, he's done it two or three times before. There's been, you know, he's got a history of doing this kind of stuff. And the referee, Pat Russell, he and I have had our differences over the years, but I think he made the right call, and other people say
yeah,
no.
Yeah, that night he made the right call.
Yeah, I mean, and other people.
That night he did, but then when we got with the commission, when we had the ruling, he got in there. He totally just changed his whole story. He just, he said he saw the tape, and he said if he had saw the tape that night, he would have called it a no contest instead of awarding me the winner.
Interesting.
I don't see how his mind changed from that night. It's cause the night of the fight, it seemed like his mind was made up. He was sticking with the ruling, with the decision he made. And then I don't know what changed his mind.
Okay. So, we're talking with Chad Dawson, folks, of course, on April 28th at the Boardwalk Hall. Of course, they used to call it the house that Gotti built, the house that Arturo Gotti sold out so many times in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Of course, the site of Mike Tyson and Michael Spinks back in 1987. I mean, there's a lot of history in this hall as far as boxing is concerned. And hopefully, in your mind, this is going to be a retirement party for Bernard Hopkins, huh?
Yes, definitely. That's what I've been calling it, the retirement party. And, I mean, I think the night of October 15th, I mean, that was supposed to be my night that night. I was supposed to make history in California, but didn't pan out the way I wanted it to, so I get a chance to do it again on the 28th. And hopefully he'll come to fight, and we can get the fans what they wanted, and we can get Bernard Hopkins out of boxing.
Well, Chad, maybe you ought to give out, you know, when you send out a few tickets to your family, friends, and things like that, maybe you ought to send them out as retirement party tickets.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, hopefully he'll be having it. Hopefully they have it already set up for that night, and I can stop in and, you know, show my face.
Chad Dawson's our guest. As I said, April 28th is Bernard Hopkins. What do you think Bernard Hopkins' claim to fame is? I mean, you know, the guys that he beat and real big names that he beat were smaller guys than Oscar De La Hoya and Felix Trinidad and people like that. But what is his claim to fame?
I mean, I don't know. I don't really look at it as his claim to fame because, like you said, as a middleweight, he was a great middleweight. He was, you know. And I remember time being a young guy watching Bernard Hopkins fight and wanting to see him fight, you know, but. You know, over the last few years, you see, to me, in my opinion, he's diminishing the sport, and it's a lot of young, like I shouldn't be fighting Bernard Hopkins for these titles because Bernard Hopkins should not be in boxing. You know, he's too old. I mean, and he's talking about breaking records with George Foreman and everybody else, but he's doing it the wrong way. You know, I mean, I don't know how you call yourself a legend when you got out of the fight the way you did the last fight in October. I mean, there's just so many things, and I just want to get rid of him and get him out of the sport so that, you know, light heavyweight division could go on and reach new heights. So, I mean, that's just my whole thing.
Okay. What's going to be your attack mode? What are you going to change things anything differently than you did in the first fight? I mean, are you going after?
We don't really have to change much because, I mean, we saw everything that we trained for that fight. We saw that night, you know, the 1-2 in headbutt, the 1-2-3 combination he got with the headbutt. I mean, the holding, the leaning, he jumped on my back several times. I mean, so hopefully all these things won't the ref, we have a good ref, and he'll be in there, and he won't allow those things to happen, and we can fight like boxers are supposed to fight, and we'll figure out who's the better man and who's the champion tonight.
Okay. Did you happen to catch last week's Vitaly Klitschko, Derek Chisora fight? Did you watch that on TV?
No, I didn't see the fight, but I seen the weigh-in.
The weigh-in, and then
I seen the press conference after the fight.
Yeah, man, there was more punches thrown before and after the fight than it was during the fight.
It looked like he took more of a beating after the fight than he did in the fight. It looked like David Haye caught him with a couple of nice shots.
David Haye, they tell me now, I was just reading on my Twitter account that Chisora is back in Germany to watch Alexander Povetkin fight today. I think Povetkin's got a share of the light heavyweight title. But I'm going to go back to the Klitschkos for a second. Now, do you think if they weren't 6'7", if they were 6'1" fighters, they'd be as successful as they are?
Honestly, no. I don't think so. I think the size is the reason that they're dominating the division right now. I think a lot of people can't deal with the height. No one's really that near as close to the height. I mean, it's a few guys, but you know, right now they're dominating. And I think it is because of the size.
You know, because Larry Holmes was just on the show and he said it's all because of their size and their reach and this and that.
I agree with that.
Because here's what's up, Chad. I don't know how you feel about this, but if I was 6'7", 250 pounds, I would be destroying people.
Yeah, exactly.
They have
good skills. I mean, you can't say they don't have good skills. I mean, they got size advantage and they have pretty decent skills. So I guess that's just enough to get by in the light heavyweight division nowadays.
And the heavyweight division.
I don't think they would have been able to hang with the guys back in the day, you know, with those guys. But right now, I mean, the division is kind of, the heavyweight division is kind of weak.
Okay.
So they're at the top of the division right now.
All right. Have you started training for this fight yet?
Yes, I have. Well, I've been in the gym 3 times a week.
Okay.
Just getting ready to go out for camp. So I've been heading out for camp in a couple of weeks and ready to take the show back on the road.
So where's camp going to be for you?
Oh, we don't know yet. We're looking at a few spots. We're thinking about going over to Puerto Rico to the Olympic facility over there and training. We're thinking about Florida, but right now I'm thinking I'm leaning definitely towards Florida.
Yeah, I tell you what, Puerto Rico wouldn't be too bad. And the reason why I tell you that is that you could probably get a lot of peace and quiet over in Puerto Rico, maybe more than you could.
Yeah, I thought about that too because I've never been to Puerto Rico and I don't really know anybody. So, and I don't speak Spanish, so. Maybe it'd be a lot easier for me to stay to myself and be on the low.
Yeah, I was over there, and I was definitely on the down low over there for like 3 months off and on, working doing some TV over there. I had a good time, and the people were nice, and the food is okay if you stay at the right hotel.
You might have persuaded me to go to Puerto Rico.
Well, it's just not bad. And if you stay anywhere near San Juan, go by and see my man that runs the WBO, Francisco Valcarcel, because Paco's a very nice man, a very good man, a very honorable man, you know, just like you are. Now, come after the 28th, let's look at life on the 29th. Let's be honest. We both think that you're probably going to light Bernard Hopkins up like the White House Christmas tree. What do you envision the 29th of April being?
The 29th, the day after the fight?
Yeah.
I'm just looking forward to waking up and being a world champion again, being back on top of the light heavyweight division. And hopefully I'll do it in a great fashion. Bernard will come to fight and I can show everybody what was going to happen on the 15th, and the boxing world will embrace me, and I'll get that respect I finally deserve and the recognition I deserve.
Well, you get some.
That's really what, you know, deep down, that's really what I'm fighting for. You know, recognition. You know, I feel like now I'm really starting to feel that I really haven't been getting the recognition I deserve over the last few years. But you know, this fight right here, all that could change. So. I'm just looking forward to being back on top of the division.
Well, you're getting your respect from me, sir. All the best to you, and God bless you, and good luck to you and your wife.
Right, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Bad Chad Dawson, folks, and soon to be light heavyweight champion of the world. Of course, Bernard Hopkins and him hooking it up. That is April 28th on HBO. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tower of Power was on the Jimmy Kimmel show this week. The Tower of Power horn section, all 5 members, and they kicked some butt, folks. Very proud of Emilio and the entire gang. Of course, you can check out my work for the band at towerofpower.com. Click on the message board, and you see the section entitled Pedro's Song of the Month. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget, we are each and every Saturday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Network. Tomorrow, take that back, this Sunday, we'll have a special edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide at 11 a.m. Pacific time as well. So we'll cover the fight results from this past weekend. We'll cover the UFC results from the past weekend. That'll be Sunday at 11 a.m., a special edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until the next time we meet, much peace, much respect, and don't forget, check us out on the web, ringtalk.com. Until then, peace, love, lots of respect, and thanks to my producer, Mr. Scott Cuddy.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Sean Scott Ferguson. Amid 5 days of deadly protests over the burning of copies of the Muslim Holy Book at a U.S. base, the commander of NATO forces is recalling coalition personnel from Afghan ministries. The move follows an attack at the Interior Ministry in Kabul today that left two U.S. military advisors dead. Afghan officials say the gunman was another Westerner, but NATO is denying the claim. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton tells an audience in Tunisia on Saturday not to pay attention to the comments made by candidates vying for the Republican presidential nomination. She says the often overheated rhetoric of the campaign doesn't reflect U.S. policy. Goodyear's recalling 6 versions of its Wrangler Silent Armor tires over concerns that the tread could separate from the tire and cause accidents. Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company said Saturday that the separation could happen under what it called severe usage conditions. IRN USA Radio News.
You could be financially independent and never have to worry about money again. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby speaking for the 3-Step Plan. The 3-Step Plan is a business system designed to help families start their own home-based business. We are looking for a few people in this area who would like to earn between $500 and $5,000 a month working from home. If you like working with people with similar family values, you'll love the 3-Step Plan. For information, go to 3stepusa.com or call 800-480-2102. We will teach you everything you need to know to get your business off and running. You will need internet access, a telephone, and good people skills. Families from all over the nation are using the 3-Step Plan to make extra money, pay off bills, improve their lifestyle, and work from home. Check out the 3-Step Plan. For information, go to 3stepusa.com or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
A Massachusetts district attorney says an off-duty sergeant shot a police officer from a nearby town, then returned to the scene and killed himself as authorities closed in. Essex district attorney Jonathan Blodgett says Beverly officer Jason Lantic was found shot multiple times Friday night in front of a Starbucks in Beverly. He says Lantic is in serious condition and undergoing surgery. Blodgett says off-duty Hamilton's police sergeant Ken Nagy shot Lantic and fled. He says the 43-year-old Nagy returned to Starbucks about 5 hours later and fatally shot himself in his car as officers approached him. In his weekly address, President Barack Obama says it will take more than just adding additional drill sites to solve the energy problems.
If we're going to take control of our energy future and avoid these gas price spikes down the line, then we need a sustained, all-of-the-above strategy that develops every available source of American energy.
With the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
What do we want?
Weekends!
When do we want them?
Now!
How do we want them?
With 20% off!
Where do we want it?
At Ace!
Let's go!
Come into Ace this Saturday and get 20% off almost anything that fits into an Ace bag. So stop by, fill your bag, and get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Discount is off regular priced in-stock merchandise that fits inside one bag. Good at participating stores February 25th only. One bag and offer per customer. Other conditions apply. See store for details.
Conservatives who say welfare recipients should have to pass a drug test in order to receive government assistance appear to have some momentum. The issues come up in the Republican presidential campaign, with frontrunner Mitt Romney saying it was an excellent idea. Nearly 24 states are considering plans this session that would make drug testing mandatory for welfare recipients, according to the National Conference of State Legislators. And Wyoming lawmakers advanced such a proposal this week. Statistics have largely disproven the perceptions that people on public assistance are misusing the funds and that cutting off their benefits would save money. New York Police Commissioner Ray Kelly defends his department's counterterrorism surveillance and says it goes on. Correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
Under questioning for conducting surveillance in Newark and other cities without telling local authorities, Commissioner Kelly said the NYPD did tell.
We were escorted by Newark police personnel when this survey was being conducted.
Accused of singling out Muslim communities for surveillance, Kelly said, as he often has, we follow the leads.
The two attacks on the city, two successful attacks, were conducted by Muslim extremists.
Kelly says surveillance programs continue in and out of the city, and the police consult carefully with the courts to ensure operations are legal. Warren Levinson, New York.
New York Police Commissioner Ray Kelly also says the NYPD told Newark officials about the surveillance done there in 2007. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Sean Scott Ferguson.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
Bring it.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting bombs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. We will concentrate on MMA for the first half hour of today's show, the first 20, 25 minutes, and then we're going to switch to boxing. Usually we do all MMA in this hour, but there's so much boxing going on all over the planet, so much boxing news, I couldn't get to it in the first hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide because we featured Larry Holmes and Chad Dawson, the former champions. Of course, Chad Dawson looking to get his title back April 28th. But tonight, in Japan, the Ultimate Fighting Championships go live on Facebook at 4:30 p.m. Pacific time. Then they go live at 5 p.m. Pacific time on FX television. Then the pay-per-view goes live at 7 p.m. Pacific time, UFC 144. Of course, in the main event, Frankie Edgar, the light heavyweight, the lightweight champion, 155 pounds, taking on top contender Ben Henderson. Edgar's 14-1-1, Henderson is 15-2. That is the main event for UFC 144. Of course, Quentin Jackson's on the card, but you know, Quentin's faded. He's not the guy that he used to be. I don't know if there's any rampage left in Quentin Jackson. I think his prime was back in the Pride Championship days. We're talking about 2004, 2005, when he was just destroying guys, picking them up and throwing them down with these power bombs. I mean, he sort of reminded me of Batista. You remember him in the WWE days? He had that power bomb move, but you know, I mean, his move, I'm talking about Quentin Jackson, was for real. He just knocked guys out with that move. They'd be unconscious, but he no longer does that in the UFC, and I think he's gotten a lot less hungry. We'll discuss that. We'll discuss UFC 144. We'll talk about the HBO boxing fights today. We'll talk about the fights in Europe. All kinds of stuff to talk about on this hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We do have open phone lines coast to coast. Check us out. It's toll-free in Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. I think Jamaica as well. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
There you are, in a swanky bar. Your shirt is ironed perfectly, and you smell like class. There's a beautiful woman beside you. You can't hear what she's saying, and frankly, you don't care, but you smile politely when she pauses. You know what's coming next, and a gentleman never disappoints. It's a good thing you have Rock Hard Weekend. That one little pill will make sure you leave her swinging from the chandelier. Rock Hard Weekend, the ultimate male performance enhancer, can be found at your local CVS, Kroger, GNC, and many others.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, WebOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Shogun absolutely decimating Quentin Rampage Jackson in this, the first round. The youngest competitor is really taking it to the Pride veteran.
This is not good. Yeah, this is the end of the fight. Oh,
Mauricio Shogun has just electrified the crowd.
Shogun's for real, and he has arrived. Yeah, he's a threat. He's crazy. He's off the hook.
You're going to work.
One of the great ballads of the Tower of Power, folks. Of course, Tower of Power on the Jimmy Kimmel Show featured live the horn section this past week. And they did a great job. I want to congratulate Emilio Castillo and Stephen Cooper, of course, the founding members of the great Tower of Power. Speaking of great, my next guest is great. He is a former head of the Nevada State Athletic Commission, now is a vice president with the UFC. I'm talking about the great Mark Ratner. Mark, how are you in Japan?
Well, it's about 5:15 in the morning here, and I got confused on the time yesterday when I was emailing you, but I'm getting ready to go to the fights. They start at 9:30 here, and we got 12 fights live Saturday night in America.
Okay, now, you know, I'm looking at some of the numbers UFC did. I mean, they're doing great numbers, big gates and this and that, and in fact, they're even being the largest audience as far as Fuel TV is concerned, and the UFC seems to be catching on fire. While there seemed to be like a little bit of a stutter there, but that was a cause, I think, because of so many injuries. You guys had a lot of injured guys.
Yeah, that losing St. Pierre for almost a year really affects us. And these guys train so hard that they do get injured, and that's one of the problems in any sport is planning 5-6 months ahead. And hoping everybody stays healthy, so that's all part of it.
Well, that's sort of the reason why the Showtime super middleweight tournament sort of fell apart. Of course, it was eventually won by my good friend Andre Ward, the 2004 Olympic gold medalist. But there were so many guys falling out, so many guys got hurt. When you try to plan something 2 years in advance, that's really stretching the clock.
No, it really is. And I thought Andre Ward was just spectacular in that tournament, and. I didn't think he was a favorite going in, but well, he certainly showed.
Well, you know, they dogged me here locally. They said I was shilling for the local guy when I said he would win the gold medal, seeing he was fighting 15 pounds above his natural weight at the time. And then when he would win the world title, and the Gary Radnich jumped on me pretty good on the radio and said, you know, you don't need to show for the local guy. And I said, I am a student of the great Jacob Finkelstein, Jack Fisk. And he taught me not to fall in love with fighters because he fell in love with Alexis Arguello and found that Arguello was less than what he thought outside of the ring. But the bottom line is I refuse to shill for local guys, and I won't do it. But I didn't think I was shilling for Andre Ward, and I think his performance thus far through 20-plus fights in the undisputed light heavyweight championship of the world proved me right.
No, absolutely. While I'm thinking of this, I had the biggest pleasure. I was at the Alley 70th birthday party last weekend, and it was unbelievable.
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up. The Ali 70th birthday party. Of course, he turned 70 on January 17th, but they've been holding parties all over the world for him. And of course, I got to spend some time with Muhammad Ali a couple of weeks when we traveled through China on a 2-week tour back in 1994. He's a classy man to be around. He is the greatest when it comes to reaching out to poor people. He had me digging in my pockets and donating money to an orphanage that featured kids with one arm and missing a leg, and they were deformed. They had all these birth defects, this and that. So Ali really is, people see him spouting off and bragging and boasting back in the 60s and 70s. And, you know, and of course he did that to sell tickets in order to hype fights and this and that. But deep down inside, he's a pretty darn good guy.
No, absolutely. And it was just a thrill. I got to see a lot of old fighters, and for me, it was really just a special night.
Okay, Mark, you're in charge of getting the UFC sanctioned in various states. Now, I know New York State's been a thorn because of a number of issues, but how many states is the UFC sanctioned in right now?
Four. There are three states we're currently in the legislature. That's Vermont, Connecticut, and New York. Three states do not have athletic commissions: Wyoming and Alaska and Montana, I believe.
Okay.
And Wyoming, we're starting to talk to now, but we won't go anywhere domestically that doesn't have an athletic commission. I think we're going to be successful in Connecticut and Vermont this year. New York's going to be a problem. It's a union problem. It has nothing to do with the sport, so we're still fighting that.
Okay. Are you surprised the sport has taken off the way it has? I mean, because it's sort of left boxing in the rearview mirror, and people don't want to realize that, but the great Dave Meltzer, of course, the guy that you and I read, and isn't Dave Meltzer's newsletter, isn't that the greatest thing going?
I'm astounded how much he writes. I learned stuff about the UFC that I don't know from him. So he's spectacular.
I call him the genius.
He really is.
You know,
boxing, when they fight the guys that people want to see, it's a glorious sport. And for Pacquiao and Mayweather not to have gotten together yet is just it's reprehensible, and that really hurts the sport.
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that if Floyd were to fight Pacquiao, that Floyd would expose him. And I think Floyd's just too fast for him. I think speed kills. And I think that Floyd is too good of a fighter for Bob Arum to risk his prize goose. I just don't think he'll make the risk unless he can call all the shots. I mean, Mac Pacquiao said he was willing to fight Mayweather. Then Mayweather, when he thought Mayweather was going to jail, and then he found out Mayweather had a reprieve until June 1st for that domestic violence beef he got into, and he got a few months in the slam on that one. So he's going to be able to fight May the 5th, and said he's going to fight Miguel Cotto with Saul Alvarez and Shane Mosley on the undercard. But Manny Pacquiao certainly had his opportunity, and Bob Arum seemed to have snatched that away from him. Do you think it's Arum's fault? Do you think it's Pacquiao's fault? I mean, where's the blame lie there?
Oh, I think it's a combination of everybody. I like the idea that they both get equal money, and then they fight for 45% each, and the winner gets the extra 10%. I think that's fair to everybody. I also agree that Mayweather is a better fighter.
Okay, but he is, you know, he does tend to alienate people with some of his out of the ring behavior. We'll agree on that.
Yeah, he says things for shock value, and he likes to show his betting slips. But when you're with him one-on-one, he really is a warm guy, and I like talking with him.
Okay. 7:30 p.m. Eastern time tonight. That's 4:30 on the West Coast. The first UFC fights for UFC 144 from Saitama, Japan. That's outside. How far is that from Tokyo?
It's about a 45-minute ride when we did the weigh-in yesterday. So at this time in the morning, so we're leaving here at 6 a.m. in the morning. So, we'll be there by 7. The first fight's at 9:15, I think, 9:30, and we have 12 fights. So it's a long, long way away, or a long, long day, but there'll be right around 20,000 fans there. So it's going to be very fascinating.
You know, I'm looking at some of the UFC numbers for UFC 144. I mean, they were unbelievable. UFC 143, they were unbelievable. But the first fight tonight starts at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. That's 4:30 Pacific time. That'll be on Facebook. Then they'll go on FX, not Fox TV, but FX Cable from 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific time. That is 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. Then they go live 8 to 10 p.m. at 10 p.m. Eastern time, live, of course, with the pay-per-view card and Frankie Edgar and Ben Henderson. No injuries there, and both guys made weight yesterday, right?
Yeah, everybody was good except for Rampage, who came in 6 pounds heavy. We fined him 20%. He had to give $50,000 to his opponent, Ryan Bader, so that's a pretty steep penalty, but there's no excuse for not making weight.
Has Rampage lost the edge? I mean, you know, I thought his prime, I thought, was in the Pride Fighting Championships. He just doesn't seem to deliver like he used to. He doesn't seem to have the intensity. I think his last probably real true effort was in that last movie, The A-Team. But I just don't think he's putting 200% into his training anymore, and obviously coming in 6 pounds over, that sort of correlates with what I'm saying.
Yeah, tonight it'll be very interesting. He's fighting a young, hungry guy in Ryan Bader, and I think this will tell you exactly where Rampage is. A good man, but certainly disappointing to me to come in heavy. That's not right.
Every time I talk to you, when I get you on the radio, I always, you know, I tell you, I don't shed too many tears. And when I think about people, and I think about our two friends in Chuck Minker and Johnny Taco, and I shed tears when I think about those two guys. Two great guys. Of course, Johnny was up in age, but obviously Chuck wasn't. And Chuck's been gone since what, 1993?
Chuck, this will be the 1992 will be the 20th anniversary in a couple months. So yeah, we talk about him every day, and I think about him. And
did you see that picture I put up on the website a couple of months ago with his KO boxing card picture?
Yeah, I have that card also, and that's very sweet of you. Just a very special guy. He was taken away at 41. So
he was our guy.
Yeah. He certainly was.
He was our guy. He used to leave messages on my answering machine back in the days when we had answering machines. He would never say who he was, but obviously I recognized the voice. And he would tell me, look into this or look into that. And people wondered how this little guy from Flash magazine was breaking all these major stories with that and Boxing Update magazines with these periodicals that came out every 10 days. But that's how I was doing it, with the aid of the great Chuck Minker.
Yeah, very, very special guy in my life. And when I think of him, besides Johnny Tocco, I also think of Mitch Halperin, my referee there, also passed away very, very early.
Yeah, the Mitch thing was very, very sad, and I'm still not satisfied that it went down the way it was officially rendered. I just think it was very, very, very peculiar, the fact that the girlfriend had blood all over her and all that kind of good stuff. But the bottom line is Mitch was a good guy. He was a great referee, and, of course, he refereed a lot of big fights, and you guys had him in a position to referee those great fights, but, you know, he had to deliver when you gave him those opportunities, and guess what? He delivered.
No, absolutely, and he was on course to probably do more world title fights than Richard Steele and Joe Cortez in Mills Lane. He was only in his mid-30s, and he'd already done close to 40 world title fights, and obviously there's a lot more titles than there's ever been, but still, he was at the top of his game.
Live from Tokyo, Japan, folks, the great Mark Radner. Mark, say hello to the family. I hope the kids – how's the kid doing in hoops?
He's playing in Israel right now, getting paid. So it's pretty exciting. I was able to see him play a couple months ago. I went over – we had a fight in England, and I went over to Tel Aviv, and he's doing fine. So thank you for asking.
I'm very proud of you, Mark, very proud of the kid, very proud of the family, very proud of our relationship over the years. And say hello to your lovely wife, and I will talk to you when you get back to the States. Live from Japan, folks, the great Mark Radner.
Thanks, Pedro.
You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't say I don't deliver. That's a guest from Japan, folks. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll talk about UFC 144 a little bit more after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of MMA and boxing.
But I know I'll never get to love unless I'm right.
I'm Scott Carter, CEO of Goldline, and I'm here with Todd Eink, who, like many of our Goldline clients, diversify their portfolio with gold and silver. Todd, tell us why you started investing in precious metals.
Well, Scott, I've owned several successful businesses with much of the proceeds vested solely in stock and real estate. I felt the need to search for other means of diversifying my portfolio.
How did you find Goldline?
I researched the marketplace and decided to call Goldline based on its credibility and reputation.
Goldline is a solid company with a 50-year track record of helping clients like Todd.
I have a very broad portfolio of stocks, real estate, and precious metals. With everything I've built professionally, I believe gold offers diversity, for me and my family.
Todd's Gold Line story is just one of thousands across the country. Call Gold Line today and learn how gold can be a part of your future and your family's future.
Call 1-800-278-5077 for your free investor kit. Call 1-800-278-5077. That's 1-800-278-5077.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Now they're starting to open up. Vitor looking for the big left hand. Montez on movement by Anderson. Like we said, second to none.
Happy birthday, folks, to my best friend. We've been partners for like 39 years now. I won't tell you how old I am. Maybe I'm 40. No, I'm not. Anyway, the bottom line is Hector Martinez, happy birthday, man. When it comes to friends, nobody could ever have a greater friend than you. You're smart, you're intelligent, you're successful, and you've been an inspiration to me. And all the mistakes that I've made in my life, you tried to point out in advance, and I ignored you, and you were right, and I was wrong, and I love you, and I wish you the very happiest of birthdays, Hector. God bless you, and I love you. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. We're talking MMA, of course, UFC 144 going down tonight. And as I said, the prelims start at 4:30 Eastern time. Take that back, 4:30 Pacific time to 7:30 Eastern time. That'll be on Facebook. That's one fight for a half hour. Then from 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific time and 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern time, we go with 2 hours on FX. That's FX cable, not Fox TV, FX cable. That'd be 2 hours. Then the main card emanating from Saitama, Japan, which is about an hour outside of Tokyo, that starts at 7 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. Eastern time, and they've locked in 4 hours of pay-per-view time on this one. I don't know why they're locked in 4 hours of satellite. I guess in case they have some problems over there. But the bottom line is better to have more time than not enough, because the first time the Zuffa Sports and the Fertitta family with Dana White in charge went with UFC on pay-per-view, it was a Tito Ortiz, Vladimir Oshenko, something like that, a Russian guy. It was like UFC guy back in the day. And they had cut themselves a little bit short and got cut off in the main event as far as their timing was concerned. So I think they've learned by their mistakes that that buying more pay-per-view time is better than buying less pay-per-view time. But, of course, in the main event tonight, Frankie Edgar, the lightweight champion, coming off that fantastic win over Gray Maynard after drawing with him the first time, 14-1-1, taking on Ben Henderson, 15-2. That's UFC 144 in the main event. And, of course, Quentin Rampage Jackson. We just talked about him being 6 pounds overweight. He's supposed to weigh in at 205 pounds. He weighed in at 211 pounds. And he was a top MMA star in Japan. I mean, when Pride was going on, he was the guy over there. Him and Fedor and people like that. And Wanderlei Silva. I mean, these guys were just, they were iconic stars in Japan as far as MMA is concerned. And, of course, the Pride Fighting Championships were a little bit different than the UFC titles and UFC fights in that they had a 10-minute opening round. I mean, 10 minutes for the opening round. That's incredible to fight 10 minutes. I mean, oh, my God. I mean, think about that. You fight 10 minutes in the opening round. But I thought that was unique. That's what sort of separated Pride from the rest of the UFC and the USC and the World Extreme Cage Fighting and Strikeforce and things like that. Of course, they all go with 5-minute rounds no matter what. But that 10-minute round, man, I mean, that really separated the men from the boys. And you had to be in shape to fight 10 straight minutes. You have to be in shape to fight 5 straight minutes. Take that back. You got to be in shape to fight 1 minute. Because I remember in my days as a San Francisco policeman, I'd go out to beefs and you know, I'd have to get out of the car and get physical because these guys were whooping it up or they doing something violent or something like that. And you can't just shoot guys. And you don't want to hit guys with clubs or flashlights or spraying with tear gas because tear gas, first of all, any gases, any like tear gas or pepper spray, anything like that, it always backfires on you here in San Francisco because the wind blows. So I don't, you know, I saw too many cops spray mace and tear gas and pepper spray and things like that and have a blowback in their face and them end up being the victims of their own canister of spray. So I never use the spray. And I get out of a car in like Hunters Point or in downtown in the Tenderloin. And I'd have to fight some guy. I mean, there was no doubt about it. You were fighting them. I mean, you were either fighting them or you were walking away. And it wasn't my job to walk away. It was my job to maintain peace. So we get into a fight. And the bottom line is I used to let these guys throw me, you know, if I didn't punch them or get a good solid shot on them, this and that, and they grabbed me, I would just let them hold on to me for like a minute, minute and a half. No, I'll take that back, 45 seconds to a minute. And then they were gassed. And from that point forward, you know, I owned them. I mean, owned them. I mean, it was nothing, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So when you talk about fighting 1 minute for the average person, that's tough. I mean, try throwing punches at a bag for a minute, okay, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Then try doing it for 5 minutes or 3 minutes with a guy on top of you or a guy throwing blows back at you in a boxing match or an MMA match. It's just incredible. That's why fighting, be it in boxing or the UFC, MMA, it is the ultimate as far as sports are concerned. And I'll tell you why. It's one-on-one. It's you against the other guy. It's you're matching heart. You're matching cardiovascular conditioning. You're matching skills. You're matching ring knowledge. You're matching fighting ability. I mean, this is a one-on-one thing. You can't bring your trainers in the ring with you. Although I wanted to one time when I fought Ernie Chavez, the once-beaten welterweight that lost to Meldrick Taylor in a pay-per-view card in Sacramento, California. I lost him in the 1984 National Golden Gloves Regional Championships over in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Showboat Hotel. And Ernie weighed in and I weighed in together at 100. He weighed in at 147 on Tuesday. I weighed 143 and a half. You know, I didn't have any problems making welterweight. I had problems making junior welterweight, which was 139. But now they've changed it to 141 after I retired. They don't, if it had been 141 when I was fighting, I'd probably still be fighting. But the bottom line is they didn't. And it was 139, and getting down to 139 was trouble for me until I fought at welterweight against a real welterweight or a sizable guy and Ernie Chavez. Because, you know, when he weighed in with me on Tuesday, I looked across the room at him, and I sort of chuckled. I said, you know, there's nothing to this guy. He looks a little fat, a little chunky. I'm going to box his ears. And I did for about the first 2 minutes and 35 and 40 seconds of the fight. And then he hit me with a right hook, and he hit me so hard. Not only did I see stars like in the cartoons, okay, the first thing I remember was my right ear hitting the canvas. And he hit me with a right hook on the left-hand side of my face. And ba-boom, I was down, and I'm at the Showboat Hotel. And I wasn't looking up at the lights. I was looking out at the crowd, and there was my former boss, the captain now of the San Francisco Police Department, the Honorable Greg Corrales. He's telling me, I could see him, and his mouth is moving in slow motion. Get up, get up. So I did get up. And I lasted out the round, and I thought I had won the round. I mean, up until that point, I mean, I really was owning Ernie Chavez, okay? I mean, there's no doubt about it. But then, you know, comes the right hook, and down I went. So in the second round, I went out there, and I established a good little rhythm going for about 35 or 40 seconds, and he hit me with that right hook again, and I went down again. And I only got knocked down four times in 52 fights. So these were two of the times in which I did get knocked down. So these were monumental events in my life as a fighter, okay? So when I got up, I saw like five different referees and five different versions of Ernie Chavez, okay? So anyway, so I told the referee I had enough. But what I'm leading to is when Ernie got in the ring that night, I looked over to my trainer and said to him, I said, listen, you got to go check the record book. This is not the guy that I weighed in against. This is like his brother or something. You know, I mean, he was so big. So Ernie would tell me later in life that he weighed 168 pounds a day. That's 21 pounds over the welterweight limit. And I weighed like 146, 147. So, you know, those 20 pounds were incredible. And then when he fought Meldrick Taylor in his retirement fight, I think he was 9-0 with like six or seven knockouts. We went up to Sacramento to watch Ernie Chavez fight Meldrick Taylor. And I told Mel before the fight, and I said, listen, Mel, I said, you know, you got to watch out for this guy's right hook. I said, he hits hard, man. He goes, how do you know? I said, this guy hit me so hard I saw stars. So he goes, yeah. That was the amateurs. This is the pros. I said, oh, okay. You know, don't take me seriously. So here, guess what? After the fight, Meldrick Taylor came up to me. You know, I take it back. He was on the dice at the press conference. He goes, who was that guy that told me Ernie Chavez hit right hard with the right hand, with that right hook? Because he hit me so hard, I saw stars. Whoever you were, I said, me. He goes, man, you weren't kidding. And I wasn't. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world with MMA and boxing. We've got some more MMA notes to come. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How does that grab you?
Well, I'll tell you right after I get violently ill.
This is not the Munsters. That's just their music. Good old Fred Gwynne, the late Fred Gwynne, God rest his soul. And Grandpa Munster, man, what a character he was. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of MMA and boxing. I've covered MMA for the majority of this hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And, of course, the American Forces Network, the cable radio network channel, tuning live worldwide on the Internet. There will be a special Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide that airs at 11 a.m. Pacific time, covering all the weekend results from the fights in Japan, the fights in Europe, the fights here in the States. We're going to talk nothing but fight results on the Sunday edition of Ring Talk at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, tonight, Marcos Medina, 31-2, takes on Devon Alexander. Of course, Alexander, the former junior welterweight champion. Medina formerly fighting at 140 pounds. These guys are going to fight now, I believe, at 147. That is the HBO main event. And the co-main event, Adrian Broner, not Boner. I don't know. Everybody screws this up. I did for a while. And he might be on the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. He is 22-0. He's taking on Eloy Perez, 23-0 with a couple of draws out of Salinas, California. They call him the Prince. Now, I tried to name him with Rick Tittle, and I tried to name him the Meanest from Salinas. And one of his guys really liked it, but he wouldn't change his name from the Prince. Now, why would you want to be the Prince? A name that's been used 1,000 times over and was really, you know, I mean, it's all come in all kinds of princes. Locally, we had Eric the Prince Martin, who died a couple of years ago. A great, great fighter in his own right. But, you know, I mean, the bottom line is Prince Nassim Ahmed. We can go on and on. A lot of guys would use the name of Prince. But nobody's been the Meanest from Salinas. And Eloy Perez just wouldn't jump on this. I couldn't understand it, but his people turned it down. They're battling for the WBO, the World Boxing Organization. Of course, that is our sponsor, junior lightweight title. And one's ranked number 6 by Ring Magazine. The other one's ranked number 9. And we'll talk about the weekend of boxing. Of course, Alexander Povetkin getting on in Germany for the, I think he's fighting for the WBA heavyweight title. He's defending that against Marco Huck. He's 23-0. Marco Huck, 34-1. And then that's on ePix. If you guys get ePix or you get to steal this off the Internet. Listen, I'm going to give you sort of a tip here when it comes to watching fights. You go to Yahoo International, okay? Then you punch up the International. And you go to these foreign countries. And you punch in live stream, okay? That's how you pick up the fights on the Internet. That's how you do it. Yahoo International will bring you to that. Now, I probably wasn't supposed to say that. I'm probably going to get slapped by saying that by a couple of these cable providers. But the bottom line is, that's how you get it done. And, of course, also on ePix today, which some people in the country have ePix. I don't know how they got it. I'm going to ask my next guest if he has it. Nathan Cleverly, 23-0, taking on Tommy Carpensi, 21-2-1. That's a WBO light heavyweight title. That's coming from Cardiff, Wales. Now, it's with no explanation whatsoever, he is the webmaster at ringtalk.com, and he's one of the featured writers at ringtalk.com. He's my main man. I'm talking about KP. And I'll never tell you what this KP stands for. But he is Kevin Perry. What's up, Big Kev?
I'm up. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. Talk to me now. Let's talk about tonight's fights. I'm going to go through them for you and ask you to pick winners. Marcos Medina.
First of all, just to bring up that the Epics thing, or ePics as you call it. I think it's called Epics.
Okay.
It's epicshd.com. And it's actually an online website where you can watch movies and stuff like that. But they have the stream on there for free. And what you do is I think you sign up for a 2-week free trial with them, and then you can watch the boxing.
Yeah,
I think there's another heavyweight bout, I think, next week also.
But the problem with that, with the signing up for those trials, is you have to give them a credit card, and after two
actually,
weeks...
Actually, you don't have to give them a credit card.
All right, well, maybe that's...
Which is actually it's pretty cool, and the stream's a pretty good quality, but there's a lot of buffering, which kind of blows, but... Either way, it's free, so that's definitely a positive thing that you get to see some international fights for free.
Okay, Epics. I've been corrected. You're not Epics. Epics. All right, let's talk about the HBO fights first. Marcos Medina, 31-2. Devon Alexander, 22-1. Devon, of course, coming from St. Louis, Missouri. Who do you favor there and why?
First of all, it's a 10-round fight, so I think that definitely favors Devon Alexander, because I think Marcos Maidana, he's going to have to, he's going to need those extra 2 rounds to kind of, you know, when Alexander starts to wear down, I think a 10-round bout, I think Marcos Maidana is a pretty good puncher. He's a very good puncher, by the way. But he could knock out Eric Morales. I don't see him having any chance of knocking out Devin Alexander, who I believe has a pretty good chin. I think he's only been down once in his career. And he's definitely much faster. He's a better boxer. He's got pretty decent power. He's a southpaw. Maidana could knock out old DeMarcus Corley about a year ago. So I don't think he has much of a shot. I know a lot of people are picking the win by knockout, but I'd be very surprised if he won by knockout, or even more surprised if he won by decision.
You know, what's surprising,
Alexander?
You know, you brought up Marcos Maidana fighting Eric Morales. Now, Eric Morales' next fight was granted a World Boxing Circus, or the World of Boxing and Chicanery. I'm talking about the WBC, the World Boxing Council. He's our junior welterweight champion now. How did he work that out? Has he got friends in high places or what?
He's Mexican. That's the reason why he's a champion.
Okay.
I think that's pretty cut and dry.
Nah, we're not getting racist here. We're just telling it like it is. Adrian Broner, 22-0, taking on Eloy Perez, 23-0-2. And Perez said the meanest from Salinas. He wouldn't take that nickname and said he wanted to be the prince. And he's taking on Broner tonight, who's a well-connected fighter with Al Haymon handling his business. Of course, Al Haymon putting his card together. I favor Broner big in this fight. And having seen Eloy Perez fight a few times, I said he's got some technical flaws in that every time he throws his right hand, he lifts his right foot off the ground. He gets no power behind it. That's why his knockout ratio is low. Now, you saw some defects in Broner. Tell me about them.
I think that there's a couple defects that Broner has. For one, his stance is kind of wide. He does get pretty decent leverage on his punches. But one thing he does, which is a major flaw and which can be taken advantage of, especially by a counterpuncher, is he likes to pull straight back. And he kind of does the thing that Muhammad Ali does. And Muhammad Ali was such a great gifted fighter that he could get away with doing that. Just kind of like how Roy Jones kind of got away with doing certain unorthodox things that most fighters probably shouldn't try to emulate, because those guys can get away with it. I don't think, unless Broner takes a really good shot, I think that kind of style that he uses is going to come back to haunt him, especially when he likes to lay on the ropes and kind of swing his head back, and they talk about him as this possible next Floyd Mayweather. I just don't see it. He doesn't fight like Mayweather. Mayweather is much more technically sound, and Broner is kind of a guy who appears to be like the next version of Andre Berto, more in my opinion.
Okay, so we're going to bet a soda on this fight. You trying to tell me that you're picking Perez here or what?
I'm not picking Eloy Perez. The only reason why is because I don't think he can win a decision. And I think he's going to do very good. I think he definitely has a chance of winning the fight. I just don't know if he actually wins in the minds of the fans that he's going to get a decision. And, you know, Broner's with Al Haymon. He's got the connections. Perez is kind of a guy who's he fights on Telefutura and those type of networks. He doesn't have the same type of connections connections. He doesn't have Al Haymon, and that's going to be a big hurdle to climb for him to try to get a decision, especially in St. Louis. I think all the judges and the officials are going to be on Broner's side in this one.
Okay, has the IBF and Daryl Peoples made any statements regarding the Tavares-Cloud Gabriel Campillo fight from last week? Has there been anything out of New Jersey yet on that?
I haven't heard anything in regard to that. I think IBF... I think they're going to do the right thing. I really believe that they're going to try to order this rematch. And I think if Tavares Cloud has any type of sympathy and respect for the sport of boxing, I think he should definitely try to redeem himself and give Campillo a rematch. Because in the minds of a lot of fans, he just really didn't deserve the decision. I don't think he deserved the decision either. But I could kind of see how the fight really was close just because of those 2 points. Not sure if you won.
3 points.
I think the 116-110 scorecard is really what rubbed people the wrong way. And when fights are scored for a guy that is perceived as the loser by such a wide margin as the winner, that's really what the problem is with boxing. And I think people who are casual fans of boxing and they see decisions like that, that makes them not want to come back and watch the sport and view the sport as being corrupt. And I think it sends a very bad message to future fans of the sport.
Well, I think the casual boxing fan, when I polled 100 of them, 72 of them thought that the boxing matches were fixed, and they thought that Don King was to blame to all that. They didn't know that Don King really doesn't promote a whole lot of boxing anymore, but he was in Tavares Cloud's corner, and the two commission, the two judges that voted for Cloud were not approved by the Association of Boxing Commissions, and I took their judges test last year in Cartagena, Colombia, and scored 100 on it. So, you know, I mean, these guys aren't nationally recognized. Dickie Cole, who runs the Texas State Athletic Commission or Athletic Control Board, everyone they call themselves. The bottom line is he appointed these two judges, and they sort of went with the house guy. I don't know how that one guy saw it, 116, 110, or 115, 10, whatever it was, for Cloud. But I think he should be banned from the sport. I think that when you come up with bad performances, I don't think you should be rewarded in giving further fights. Those three judges were suspended in Atlantic City over Arislandi Lara and Paul Williams fight last year. I think they were suspended indefinitely. We haven't seen them since that point. Lara didn't get the fight reversed on his record, and Paul Williams has no intention of ever fighting him again. So we're sort of, you know, I've really soured on Paul Williams. I mean, I really want to see him get his, you know what, knocked in the dirt again because of the attitude he's taken since that Lara fight. I mean, because Lara beat on him like a pair of bongo drums.
Well, yeah, I agree with you. I think what's really the problem with boxing is if you watch boxing, if you've been watching boxing for years, I mean, boxing is not, I mean, I understand it is subjective and judges, you know, they sit on opposite ends of the ring. But, I mean, this isn't like watching football where you're trying to judge, you know, 20 or so people on the field and you got to figure out what's going on. I mean, there's two guys in the ring that are throwing punches at each other. It's the most primitive sport that there is in the world, in my opinion. It's not that difficult to see which guy is doing more damage. If one guy is throwing about twice as many punches and landed more than his opponent, more than likely, he's the guy that's doing more damage. So I don't see how guys can, when a guy wins a fight and they give the other guy more rounds than the other guy, it just doesn't make sense to me. 116, 110 for Tavares Cloud, that's out of the realm of possibility. That means the guy must have been on his computer. Like I was at a fight ringside, and I saw he wasn't a judge. But I saw a guy who was a writer for another website watching a UFC bout on his computer. But this is the kind of stuff that I'm talking about is people when they're supposed to be at these events, they're not paying attention to what's going on. I think that's what the problem is. You got these guys in there. They don't understand that a guy's career is on the line. When these decisions come out and they're bad and for the whole world to see, it's not just that it's a bad decision and it shines a bad light on the judge. It's ruining somebody else's career, their livelihood. Now Campillo's not the champion. He could probably make more money with the titles, even though a lot of people think the titles are irrelevant to these fighters. They're extremely important. It's a badge of honor, something they can use as leverage in fights to get bigger fights down the road. And it's really a shame. The shame is on the fighter who doesn't get to make the money that he deserves.
Okay, in 30 seconds, who wins? Alexander Povetkin, 23-0, or Marco Huck? Does Huck have a chance at 34-1?
I think he has a pretty good chance. The only problem with him is he's kind of a little bit crude, and he's
a cruiserweight.
A little bit smaller.
Yeah.
He's a little bit smaller than Povetkin, so I'll go with Alexander Povetkin, but I think it's going to be an entertaining fight, and I'm about to watch it. I think it comes on at 1 o'clock on epicshd.com.
Okay, well, I'll go with Kevin Perry any day. KP, all the best. You say hello to your lovely lady for me.
All right, thanks a lot.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Don't forget a special Sunday edition, 11 a.m. Pacific time, capping all the weekend results, both in the world of MMA and boxing. Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
My boys, listen to these boys harmonize here. Tower of Power, folks. They're working on a new studio album as I speak. Of course, they were on the Jimmy Kimmel Show this past week, and they just kicked butt, no question about that. Don't forget, the Sunday special edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, covering all the weekend results in the world of MMA and boxing at 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, and, of course, live worldwide on the Internet. For more information, go to Ring Talk. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Thank you so much for tuning in. And don't forget, I got the world's greatest producer, Scott Cuddy.